Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at 3, Larry Anderson. L.A., this is our first call after a loss. What went wrong? How did this happen?
I answered the phone. That's what went wrong.
Yeah.
Never should have answered, not after a loss. Especially with the other crap going on.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff, I should say.
Maybe we caused it. I think maybe Jack said maybe we made the error in having you on Thursday of last week. It screwed up the mojo. I don't know what happened.
It kind of did.
Yeah.
I blame you guys for that.
So, all right, you mentioned this other crap going on. Nick Castellanos gets pulled for a defensive replacement, has something to say to Topper. Topper doesn't like it, pulls him from the lineup. What is your general take on the entire thing?
Manager did what he thought was the right thing to do. That's really all there is to it. I wish somebody come out and say what they said. Like, everybody's, if we're some big boys, we should be able to say what happened. But now everybody got to be hush-hush, and so nobody knows, and so everybody can speculate and talk about it for another week. And it's like, why don't you come out and say what happened,
But yeah.
I don't know. It's not my decision. So it's the manager's decision, and he just, it must have been something he really didn't care for. I don't know what that.
Oh, we lost L.A.?
And then he turns around and says, I like his intensity or his passion or whatever the word was. And it's like, well, yeah, but you still have to, you can't badmouth the man, not badmouth the manager. I don't know what he said, but you can't, you just got to accept it. He's a manager. He makes a decision. So if he's passionate, so be it. But, watch your mouth, I guess. That would be my advice, but he obviously doesn't want my advice. He's not going to listen to me or anybody else. He's on his own program.
So let me ask you this, L.A. How do you think this sort of plays out? Like, stuff happens. It's a long baseball season, a lot of games, tempers flare, stuff like this. It happens, and Topper handled it. But moving forward, I'm wondering, how does Casty handle this? Castellanos handle this moving forward? You think he's able to sort of move past this and get back out there and play good baseball? Or do you think this is something that he takes offense to and it somehow has some sort of lingering effect?
That's the $64,000 question, Ike. It's like, how's this going to affect Cassie? Because he's actually playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Swinging a bat pretty good. Taking him out for defense, if we've got the worst defense outfield in baseball or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that from me. I'm saying that's our metrics. Defensive metrics,
yep.
Say that.
Yep.
So if the manager thinks we can put a better outfield out there, then I don't know why anybody should complain or have a problem with it. But it's, if he takes offense to it and doesn't like, Thompson calling him out or benching him, then I hope it doesn't reflect in the way he plays. Because that affects the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it's not going to help anybody.
LA, let me ask you this as devil's advocate, as I am want to do sometimes. It makes everybody else annoyed, but I just want to sort of like try to, I'm just trying to think this through from all sides. So Rob Thompson, this seems out of character for him. At least publicly, and he said what happened. I think that is the other thing that I thought was surprising about all of it. If you're a player in a clubhouse and the manager like sort of acts one specific way, and there's certain things that you think that are acceptable, and then all of a sudden it gets turned around and all of a sudden it's not anymore. Like, is there a possibility that like this isn't the first time Casty has said something and he not just annoyed that he was benched, but like annoyed at the fact that he was treated differently than he's been treated before?
Yeah. I mean, has he been taken out for defense before?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. I don't recall. And that's the only thing I can think of is maybe that's, you know, what was getting Casty kind of riled up. It's like, why are you doing this now? Like, I was good enough the other, you know, 300 games or 250 games, but I'm not good enough this game. I don't know. That's just without, we don't know. We don't know all the details or what, you know, but that, I mean, there's, you have a point there. If you say, well, he's never taken him out for defense before, why is he going to do it now all of a sudden? And, you know, if you catch a guy in a wrong mood or whatever, wrong buttons pushed, then he says something he probably shouldn't have said. And then gets benched and he loses his streak. Not that he, I don't know if he cares about his games played streak or game started streak or whatever, or both. But the fact that he did have a long streak and it's something to be proud of, and all of a sudden you don't have it. There's a number of ways to look at it, but nobody knows exactly what happened. Nobody knows why, or did anybody ask Topper why'd you go for the defense in this game and not others? Because it's not the only 3-1 win we've had.
No.
That's true. Yep.
So I don't know. I'm you know, again, when we speculate, you're not, for me at least, I get in trouble, and so I don't want to say anything. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing that you said about speculating about what he said is I almost have no choice but to believe it was pretty bad. Because they're not telling me. I almost feel right. Like if somebody said what it was, you know, if he cursed at Topper, something tells me he's not sitting down the next game. So I'm almost forced to imagine that it is something bad because I don't know what it is, and I would have expected I would have known. So that's what happens. You just sort of, when you don't know the answer to something, you sort of fill in the blanks, and I think that's part of what we're doing. It's hard to figure out this situation without knowing that thing.
Yeah, and that's why it's like, I don't know, I believe in transparency. I believe it's okay to call a guy out if he's not playing well. I think believe it to do it publicly. I don't, not everything has to be in private and so hush-hush. It is what it is, and why not put it out there? I mean, it saves everybody a lot of trouble, and it puts an end to everything, I think, when you find out. But
yeah, the speculation probably is worse than... What I mean? Like, yeah, everybody speculating what happened. Yeah, you're right. If you just,
I mean, I could hear Cassie going, "No, I was good enough for the other blankety blank blank 250 games."
Right. That feels like something he'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we have. I mean, that's again speculation. That's you say stuff, and there's a million things, not a million, but there's a number of things you could probably throw out there that he could have said. But if we don't know, we're never going to find out, I guess. So. I don't know what we do.
Oh, we're going to find out. We got Fritz on the case.
Yeah, we got Fritz on it. Yeah. Nobody better than him. You know that right, L.A.
Sherlock Fritz, yep.
Yeah.
L.A., a baseball question. How about that? Yeah. So Jesus Luzardo has those two starts where he basically melts down. There's the last start, which was excellent, and last night was sort of so-so. What did you see from Luzardo last night that caused the struggles?
Just a lack of command, really, more than anything. I just not making his pitches that he was making. He made the start before. I think that's all it is. When you're walking him into guys and the pitch count gets that high, it's like, man, it's just I think part of it is going against his former team, although he had faced him before. He hadn't faced him down there. And, you know, like he said, he wanted to go talk to some of his friends and say hi and so on and so forth. I'm like, that wouldn't be my concern for playing against my former team. It would be I want to go beat their brains in. But I don't know. I think he was maybe partly just that, playing, you know, going home, playing at home and playing his former team. And I don't know. Maybe they saw some things or had some things on him that I don't know. I really don't. I think more than anything, just his command.
Yeah.
You know, if you make better pitches, you're going to have success.
Yeah, and, you know, every time we've talked to you about a pitcher struggling, I feel like 9 times out of 10, command is the issue. You know, occasionally we're talking about velocity, but most of the time, it all stems from the ball not being exactly where they want it to be.
Right, exactly.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what we got to deal with. It just, to me, it's just, you have better command, you're going to have better success. And if you don't have command, you're not going to have as much success. That's kind of just the bottom line. But we know that.
So coming up this weekend, the Mets are in town. You know, we don't like the Mets at all, but they happen to be leading the division. They're struggling a little bit. How, I'm sure we've asked you this question before, but it feels like a big series. How big can a baseball series, one 3-game baseball series be in the middle of a 162-game season?
Not that big.
All right.
It's just not. It's yeah. But everybody wants it to be big. So it'll be big. Sorry about that.
Well, it is what it is. I wanted your honest answer.
It is. It's big in the fans' minds, but in the players' minds, it's 3 games. If you get swept or you sweep, it's a 3-game swing. But there's so much of the season left. I mean, we went on a string where we got hot, and the Mets were cold. The Mets, you know, it seems like the Phils got hot. The Mets got a little cold, and it's, you know, but with 3.5 months left in the season, there's going to be more of that. So the 3 games here, I mean, obviously you want to win them. I'm not trying to trivialize it, but it's, you know, whether you're playing the Mets, the Dodgers, or the Marlins, you want to win them. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line.
Oh, they're coming after you, LA.
Yep, they got you. There it is.
Well, LA, the correct answer is they are massive games that everyone needs to listen to on 94 WIP.
Absolutely.
That we cannot miss.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, LA. Well, I just want a piece of advice to you. If you get pulled in the eighth inning at some point for a defensive replacement in the booth, I want you to just watch your mouth.
Oh, I'm going to zip it.
All right, all of a sudden, Stalker's right over his shoulder.
Yeah, staring at him. All right, LA. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
There he is, the great Larry Anderson. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that LA is just like, somebody's got to say what he said.
LA's all about just say it.
Yeah.
Can we stop beating around the bush here?
Well, truthfully, it leads me to believe that it's something that's bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, of course.
If he said, you know, F off to the manager or something, we would know that.
Yeah.
It must be something.
I don't think you're set for that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I would think they don't want to bury him public. Even though yesterday they came out and they said that, but they don't want to make it look worse on the outside for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. No, I agree.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Wade in Chester. You're on WIP.
Not
What's
that
up, Wade?
Wade.
Different Wade.
Yes, not OG Wade.
Yes. Wade in Chester. You're on WIP. What's up, Wade?
What's up? Hello?
Yo.
What up, Wade?
Yeah, what's up? Yo, I had to get off speaker. My bad.
Ah,
yeah, man. How y'all doing, man? What's good?
Good.
Man. I guess I'm pinch hitting for C. He was up the bat, or he's still late.
He's still late.
Yeah, but he's retweeting Ike, so he's clearly on his phone somehow.
Oh yeah. Well, here's the thing, Wade.
He might be in a meeting.
Truthfully, Wade, he just hasn't figured out a way to spin this Casty conversation into a Jalen Hurts conversation. And whenever he figures
that out,
I will see his name up on the board here.
Well, yeah. Well, I guess the Phillies finally got some fight in them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They've been getting punked for years. It's been going downhill, man. Like, every year is down. Like, we need to – I want to trade some people. It's Cassiano going. He's going to have to go, man. This is going to be a locker room issue. I think I think what happened, Cassidy went Tony Montana. And you mean Miami? I can't play in front of my family? You know what I'm saying? You know, Tony Montana like that. And he like, I do you one even better. You mad I pulled you out? How about you sit? And it's messed up. It's kind of messed up the streak. They should have let him go out, play probably one or two innings, then take him out. But
no.
The football, right?
There it is.
I don't like no weak stuff. You feel me? Listen, no.
Yeah.
This is what I love about football. You remember when Jason Kelce was screaming in that guy's face and everybody was like, man, look at the passion and everything and all that. You remember that? And when he was on playing, he grabbed a boy, he screamed in his face. Y'all remember that?
Uh-uh.
When Kelce did that.
When Jason Kelce did
it? In a player's face?
Jason Kelce.
In the Rams game when they're in the red zone?
Oh, yeah. No, I do remember that. He was yelling about something that happened out there. Yeah. Yep.
But now he just screamed. He like did a scream, man. Like,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like out there like a tush push or something, but like he got all applause for that. You do that in baseball or basketball, you're getting thrown out the game in baseball, you're getting a technical foul in basketball. This is what I love about football. It's raw motion. It's straight, no weak stuff. You got to come with it. So like baseball, it ain't no fight, man. We fighting fields, but man, we getting punks since they came and beat us. Like in the playoffs, they came and beat us at the home, mm-hmm. And it's just terrible. Like we need to put our foot down. Like, and I know baseball, it ain't no fighting and all that. It ain't that physical and everything. But like, you still need to make a stand, and we ain't doing that. We been getting punked. We should have beamed the ball after they hit us. You know, they did a little sneak beam. We should have binged him, not in the head or nothing, but we should have got a hit. And then if somebody charged the mound, then we get a little fight, you know?
Yep.
A little tussle, it's all good.
Yep. I'm always down for that.
Part of the game. I know you is.
Look at the Dodgers and Padres last night. That's a real rivalry.
Yeah.
Tatis gets plunked to hit Ohtani, and then Iglesias got hit later. He didn't get thrown out of the game.
Nope.
Everyone's getting plunked last night. That's called entertainment.
In Atlanta, because he ain't get a new deal, you feel me? He said, yeah, y'all ain't want to sign me back with my brother. I got something for Trout in the before we hit the field.
Mm-hmm. All right, Wade. Well, so right, wait, man, a minute. Is just real quick, is it Casty that needs to show the fight, or is it Rob Thompson? I'm just confused.
This is Rob Thompson trying to show the fight, put his foot down. It's too late. Like, you going to do that with his streak? Like, come on, bro. Like, come on. Even every player, like, all right, come on. Like, this is, you even said it, Spike, you said it's out of character. So everybody like, come on. All right, we understand y'all had a little problem. Like, come on, though. You going to do him on the streak, though?
Yeah,
Rob.
What if he criticized a teammate in front of the entire team? Like, that's a huge issue.
And it's also a huge issue that you benched him and you ain't bench him all this other time. You heard when what you call it came on. He ain't Larry Anderson. He ain't want to say it, but he said well, if that's what the manager thought he should have did, he guess he did it. You should have asked him what he thought should have, what you thought should have happened. And he said it like, dang, you. We've been playing all these games. Y'all ain't benched me. Now you want to do it now? And at Miami in front of my family, the streak? Like, come on, cuz. Like, it's about to be bad, yo. It's already been bad. They ain't signed Ranger. They don't want to bring – they need to get rid of Ranger if they're not going to sign him so you can get something for him. Get rid of Casty because he holding up a spot. You know he older. He ain't getting no better. Hey, we stuck on that contract. Bring Painter up. Bring the other guys up. get them young guys and let them play. If Harper, MVP Harper, hurt like that, don't come on out and try to get hurt even more. You older, so your body can't take all that wear and tear. If you got to sit out and get better, then do that. Let the young guys come up and play so we can, because Harper got a lot of more years of this, and we the window was open with a stick, and the stick broke. But maybe we can get that window repaired. That we got the promotion with the show.
Emma's roofing and siding. Yeah.
The roofing and the window people that you got, Spike, the windows, they don't hear your dog.
Oh, that's Gaida.
Yeah, Gaida's the windows and the doors.
Maybe we need some Gaida windows to get it back right. And we got the young people, Painter and all the other young prospects, and bring up Clemens in the third baseman and whoever else. Like, because people ain't playing how we want them to play. Scott ain't coming up to do what he's supposed to do. We thought he was going to be better what he is. He ain't doing nothing. The Rojas can't hit. He's still fast. Man, come on, man. Like, it's time to move on. Like, make some moves. The dude's sitting in the corner like a potted plant. Like, well, then Harper, come on, man.
All right, wait.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner?
Yeah. I just got him there. Did you hear that?
What?
Yeah, he let one fly, Wade did.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, yeah. I think
you should get a good ear.
Well, I think you should go back and listen. I got that puppy.
Well, that's why there's
you're asleep behind the wheel.
You're over there playing drops.
Yeah, well, you're worried about Wade.
I was trying to find not a pile of plants sitting in the corner.
You're worried about Wade from Chester taking your spot on High Hopes. That guy's got all the info right there.
I'm He's a big got Wade Chester guy.
Yeah.
That was a long, winding phone call.
It was.
Yeah. That was a different Wade call. Yeah, that was different.
I couldn't catch up to that
one.
Yeah. He was doing what?
That's what
the weave? Is that what the Trump calls it? The weave that he does when he starts at one place and then he brings it back
around? Eventually gets there. Eventually gets there.
Dan in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Real fast on Cassidy. This isn't the way that I necessarily would have gone about it, but do you think there was any like wish for Thompson to get him out of this streak? So, you know, again, I'm not sure what, you know, stress or undue hardship it may have put on him, but do you think there may have been an interest in getting him out of that, you know, starting game streak for whatever reason?
Oh, so they can rest him another time. He doesn't have a streak. Nah, it's a very, very chess way of looking at it. That you're just like, hey, what we can do is. I think there are other ways to do that. I don't think so.
I agree.
He never seems like a guy who's run down anyway. I never look at Casty and think to myself, boy, he could use a game off. So I don't think that's it.
I think it's to your point, like this is not the way that if I was Thompson, it's not the way that I would have said it, but I could see why you would want to, if he feels he can't take a day off, you know, if you just say, all right, listen, I'm going to make the decision for you. That was just my possible, that was what I hypothesized, but, more importantly, may I ask you, I feel like this audience may be the most sympathetic. I just would like to, like on behalf of, I think just like your normal, regular everyday callers, mm-hmm. could you ban OG Wade or at the very least like cap him to like no more than like 30 seconds and not let him ramble on?
You know, Dan, I think it's a great idea. I would love to have a clock on OG Wade. And really, this is what I would say. I don't want to cap the call, but to me, OG Wade has 30 seconds to prove that the call is any good. And if it's not, then he's gone. You know?
I think this is a horrible idea, Dan.
Oh, no, it's a great idea.
If I can just explain real, because again, like Herb, you know, like there are guys, like, to be sure, some of these callers entertain me.
Yeah.
But when somebody says that Don Shula told Dan Marino not to throw the ball, I'm sorry.
Did OG say that?
He did yesterday. Then I have to flip to the other station, and hate flipping to the other station.
There are no other stations.
Don't bring that to this show, yeah.
There are no other stations.
We're not
stations.
Even talking about another station.
Yeah, there's no other stations, Dan. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And
you get your call cut short.
Yeah, I think that the truth is, is that OG is in a very bad place since Jalen Hurts won Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, empathize with the man.
He's got nothing to say.
Yeah.
And if I were to offer him like some advice, mm-hmm. OG's just got to study up on other stuff. He's got to be able to call up and give a take on the Philly, it's gotta, it can't just always wind back to Jalen at this moment.
Well, this would have been a good week for him to be live and direct.
Well, he called us yesterday, or 2 days ago. It was a horrible call. He just had then nothing to say. He should just be calling the morning show every day this week.
Well, he should call Joe DeCameron yelling at him for leaving Jalen off the list. I agree with you.
Yeah, not like the guy in the hub over there yelling at me for DeCameron's list.
Yeah.
Telling me my list stunk.
Yeah. Well, he knows.
My list didn't stink.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Correct.
215-592-9494. By the way, thank you to our friends at McGurk's Pub and Grill. They brought tons of awesome food from their summer menu. And I would like to personally thank McGurk's because when they bring food, they know that I'm vegan and they make sure they have something special for me. Have the Power Bowl, the vegan Power Bowl.
Yeah, we're Power Bowls, man.
The McGurk's summer menu is back with a smash burger, lobster roll, fresh seafood items. Are you guys lobster rollsman?
Oh, yeah.
Back in my day.
I had the smash burger nachos.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, smash burger nachos.
Wow, that's all.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Spike and I had explained to Ike before the show what quinoa was.
Yes.
Who's not a huge quinoa-sman.
Yes.
I still don't know what it is.
It's like...
you explained it and I still don't know what it is.
It's like if you take rice and make it little tiny balls and make it better for you than rice is.
No balls.
There it is.
So it's rice?
No. It's a grain.
It's a form of rice.
It's a grain. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I should have known.
It's good for you. It's got more protein than rice.
Yeah. You're a protz, man.
Yeah. It's called meat. Protein I eat.
That's right.
Grab that clip. There you go. By the way, the midday show, Joe and Hugh will be at their new Langhorne location next Wednesday. I heard, by the way, afterwards, Joe and Hugh are going to go to Sesame Place and go down the slides together. That's in Langhorne as well.
I can see that.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
I don't even know what that is.
Sesame Place is a little amusement park up in Langhorne.
Is that like the giant slide?
They have water slides and all that kind of stuff. Sesame Place.
Okay.
I don't think they're actually going to do that, but they will be at the McGurk's in Langhorne. Flyers and 50 with Broads is next, and we'll go over Broads' top 11
Broads.
List. Broads! That's Ike's favorite part of the show. Lights up. I wish he lit up when he talked about me, like when he talks about Broads. Broads is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.